tomorrow in New York, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is going to be speaking about the rise of anti-Semitism. And he's going to be joined by a number of members of Congress, including our next guest, who has been such a huge supporter of the Jewish community. He was out there at Columbia University the other day. Congressman Anthony D. Esposito, who is also a retired police detective, so he knows what it's like to be on the front lines. Congressman, so great to have you here on the show.
Hey, Rita, how are you? Thanks for having me.
You know, talk about tomorrow. Why is this an important visit? And I saw you there the other day. I said, bravo, bravo, bravo. You were right there in front of Columbia University shouting, support our Jewish students. Bravo.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what it's really all about. You know, tomorrow, I'm very thankful that Speaker Johnson's making his way to New York City, which seems like the heart of the anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism rhetoric that's plaguing this country and especially our educational institutions. When I was there yesterday with Congressman Lawler and County Executive Blakeman, and of course, your own Sid Rosenberg, when you see individuals walking around the city of New York with bandanas, with T-shirts saying, I am Hamas, I am Hezbollah, I mean, these are terrorist organizations, proxies of Iran, that have been at the forefront of butchering, raping, and mutilating individuals in Israel. They've called for the eradication of the state of Israel. They've called for the elimination of the Jewish people. And yet we have individuals walking around New York City being embraced by some of our oldest and, quite frankly, most famous educational institutions in the country. And I think it needs to change. And that's why yesterday we were in New York City. We called for the immediate resignation of the president of Columbia. We also joined a letter with all the members of the Republican delegation from New York, led by our conference chair, Elise Stefanik. The president of Columbia has no right to be the president anymore. If you do not have the ability to keep students safe, I mean, parents and guardians spend a lot of money to send their kids to Columbia. And when you tell Jewish students that they should go home and learn virtually because you don't have the ability to keep them safe, well, then you should no longer have that job.
Yeah, I agree. And we just have about 2 minutes left here, Congressman. But what about Congress? Can Congress investigate sort of who's behind these protests, too? Because they do seem so organized. It seems like they all have the same tent. They have the same sign. And what can Congress do and also Department of Justice?
Well, we have some legislation in place right now. I know that Mike Lawler has a couple pieces of legislation that I've co-sponsored to hold these educational institutions accountable and make sure that if they are violating and teaching hate and promoting hate, I mean, you have the president of Columbia, who was unable to say that from the river to the sea, Palestine is free. She was unable to say in front of members of Congress that that is anti-Semitic. I mean, it's a legitimately calling for the eradication of the Jewish state. So we need to hold these places of education accountable. And I know that members of Congress want to do that. We intend to do that. And listen, very often we're asked, what's the benefit of having the majority in Congress? And what we saw a few months ago was our ability to have a hearing. The Education and Workforce Committee had a hearing. We had presidents of these institutions present, and it was clear that they are promoting hate, they are teaching hate, and they are not holding students accountable. And I said it yesterday, if these protests in New York City were for anything else, if they were against African Americans, if they were against gays, if they were against Italians, they would be held accountable immediately.
Yep.
But because they are calling for the hatred of Jews, because they want to eliminate Jews, it seems like the colleges don't know what to do, and they're letting it go freely.
You are right. Well, bravo for fighting the good fight. Thank you. We're going to be following that tomorrow. And also, by the way, we have Speaker Johnson on tomorrow with me and John Katsimatidis. He's going to be on at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. And he's going to be with this great Congressman D. Esposito right before that.